From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it will protect its interests in Syria while trying to keep lines of communication open to Russia. Washington was reacting to Moscow's warning against aircraft operating in its area of operations after a U.S. warplane Sunday shot down a Syrian aircraft the U.S. said was dropping bombs near U.S.-backed rebels. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The escalation of hostilities among the many factions that are operating in this region doesn't help anybody. And the Syrian regime and others in the regime need to understand that we will retain the right of self-defense of coalition forces aligned against ISIS.
Russia, which backs Syria, said it would treat U.S.-led coalition aircraft flying west of the Euphrates as potential targets and track them with aircraft and missiles. It did not say it would shoot them down. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he hopes an 8-month-old deconfliction link between the two militaries will remain open.
That link is still ongoing here this morning. When I left the building this morning, we've still been communicating over the last few hours. I, like you, saw in the open source some reporting from Moscow, which I won't address right now. I would just tell you that we'll work diplomatically and militarily in the coming hours to reestablish deconfliction. The Russian Federation has indicated that their purpose in Syria, like ours, is to defeat ISIS, and we'll see if that's true here in the coming hours.
Adding to tensions, Iran Sunday fired missiles at suspected Islamic State targets in eastern Syria. The government of Central African Republic has signed a peace deal in Rome that all with one but one armed operating group in the country aimed at ending 4 years of conflict that has left thousands dead. The deal, mediated by a Roman Catholic peace group, calls, among other things, for an internationally monitored ceasefire and giving armed groups representation at all levels. This is VOA News. The family of Otto Warmbier, the American college student detained in North Korea for 18 months, announced he died Monday after being returned to the U.S. in a coma last week. Doctors said the 22-year-old suffered severe brain damage while in detention. President Donald Trump offered his condolences.
He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition. But he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
Pyongyang said Warmbier fell into a coma soon after he was sentenced in March last year for stealing a political banner from a hotel. The regime claimed he was given a sleeping pill after contracting botulism. The family said he had been terrorized and brutalized in captivity. British Prime Minister Theresa May visited London's Finsbury Park Mosque Monday, meeting members of the community as it recovered from an attack hours earlier by a white suspect who used a van to plow through Muslim worshippers. At least 9 were injured.
The terrible terrorist attack that took place last night was an evil act born out of hatred, and it has devastated a community. I'm pleased to have been here today to see the strength of that community coming together, all faiths, united in one desire to see extremism and hatred of all sorts driven out of our society.
The suspect, identified by the media as 47-year-old Darren Osborne of Wales, reported to have shouted, "I want to kill Muslims." It's the 4th attack since March in Britain, the 3rd involving the use of a vehicle to attack pedestrians. The number of those deceased, missing or presumed dead from last week's high-rise London apartment building fire has risen to at least 79. Britain held a moment of silence Monday for the victims of the Grenfell Tower fire. Stuart Cundy is a Metropolitan Police commander.
This is an incredibly distressing time for families, and they have my commitment that we will do this as quickly as we possibly can. The awful reality, as I've said before, is that due to the intensity of the fire and the devastation within Grenfell Tower, that we may not be able to identify everybody that died.
Only 5 bodies have been positively identified so far. A driver known to French security services rammed his car into a police van in Paris late Monday. He died at the scene, the cause unknown. No other casualties. France remains on alert after a series of attacks, including the killing of a policeman in Paris in April. 4 survivors and nearly 130 other migrants drowned off Libya last week after their rubber dinghy foundered when smugglers removed the engine. The incident occurred Thursday as the overloaded boat attempted to reach Europe. A passing Libyan vessel rescued the survivors, 2 Sudanese and 2 Nigerians. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.